Hello, guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode of The Enigma of Carl Van Clover. I am Carl Van Clover, and on last week's episode, we talked a little bit about sleep and my struggle with sleep, and I ended the episode talking about where my issues with sleep were in the beginning. And it's hard to really know how a story starts or what is behind a story without knowing a little bit of the backstory. We see it a lot of times in TV shows that we watch. Sometimes they'll start from the very beginning, sometimes they'll start the story from the very end, and then work their way back to figure out how it started. But the main point and the main idea is you cannot know where your problems, your issues, or your demons come from until you examine yourself from the very beginning. A year ago, on YouTube, I found this video that was recommended to me called How Your Childhood Affects Your Love Styles. And I wrote a comment after viewing the video, which spoke about different things that people who have grown up in certain environments have adapted in their adulthood from their childhood. So they were talking about if you were abused as a child, you are most likely to have this type of personality in your adulthood. If you were treated very fair as a child, but there were certain things that were not given to you as far as love and affection, then you're most likely to have this sort of personality in your adulthood. After watching the video straight through, I recognized some of the things within myself on how I was growing up in the particular parenting style that I was raised in. And I wrote a comment under this video that said, "My goal is to raise my children in such a way that they don't have to recover from their childhood." When I first wrote the comment, I had got a notification saying that my comment had got 123 likes. And as time had went on, it went from 100 to 1,000 to now, current day, the comment now has 38,000 likes and 349 comments. It's very mixed up. Some people are talking about how they believe that it is impossible to raise children in a way that they cannot recover from their childhood. And to a certain degree, I agree with them because there are instances where there are things that parents or people that are just raising kids that don't want that title, they raise their kids in such a way that's actually a very good way, but because life happens outside of their parenting, the kids are affected by it and they have to recover as they reach adulthood. Things that are without of the parent or the legal guardian's control for how the child recovers or grows up in the adulthood. And there were a lot of comments where people were saying that that was a very good goal to have. Some people were even telling me their stories about some awful things they had to endure in their childhood that really stuck out. But today, after a year of writing this comment, but I'm guessing that the views and the random searches on YouTube are going up now because of everything that's going on in quarantine, someone who will remain nameless, reached out to me on YouTube and said, "How can you guarantee that, though?" Basically asking me, how can I guarantee that I can raise my children in such a way that they will not recover from their childhood? Before I continue, I want to be very specific. When I wrote this comment, I was not insinuating that I would raise my children in a perfect way when I do have children. What I was basically saying is I want to raise my children in such a way that I do not inflict hurt, harm, pain, or mental abuse on them that they carry with them into their adulthood because of something that I did or said. There are going to be times where I am not a perfect parent. I'm never going to be a perfect parent. There are going to be times where I fail. There are going to be times where I say things that I probably shouldn't have said, or I definitely should not have said. There are going to be times where I hurt their feelings, I let them down, I'm not there when they needed it to be, but I don't want it to be traumatic in the way that it was for me. So, after reading the girl's comment, and she asked me, you know, how can I guarantee that? My response was, a goal is not a guarantee. Once you become aware, you become responsible. My parents' abuse towards me made me aware that this was not something that anyone should have to go through. In all honesty, I cannot guarantee that I will succeed in raising my kids in a way that will be perfect or even healthy, but I can try by taking the necessary steps. I am in therapy right now, getting help. I'm taking classes for depression and anger. I'm eating right so that I don't fall into the line of obesity like my family. I am trying. I can't see the future, so I'm just doing the next right thing every day. I cannot help or raise anyone until I help and fix myself. I wrote that comment and responded to her 7 hours ago. And everything except for the fact that I am working on myself was true. Meaning that I am not in therapy right now. I am not getting help. I am not taking classes for depression and anger. I am not eating right. I am gaining weight. And that is affecting the pain on my body. And that is keeping my mind running a million miles an hour when it is time for me to rest my head, which falls back into why I have trouble sleeping. The mind will believe whatever you feed it. When we're born as babies, our parents contribute to making up everything about us that make us who we are today. Some of us choose to pick up the backpacks that our parents have placed on us from the time we were born and filled with values and morals and ethics and dreams and goals and everything that we believe in. And some of us choose to put it down. And unfortunately, not only do I still have my parents' backpack on my shoulders, but I've gone so far as to pick up a new backpack that holds my demons and my fears and my lies and my torment and my memories and the abuse and the pain that I've gone through. And for the life of me, I do not know how to put it down. I am Carl Van Clover. Carl Van Clover is essentially the person I am when I am not myself. I want to be very clear. I do not have DID. I do not have multiple personalities. This is something that I've created within my mind to be able to express to people because I'm tired of leaving everything on my shoulder and feeling like I don't have an outlet to get it out. So I created Carl. I created Mr. Van Clover. because the real me has no idea what the hell she's doing. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Enigma of Carl Van Clover. I hope you guys have a safe week and you are staying healthy during this quarantine. Look forward to talking to you guys next time. Thanks.